of those. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Hey, Stephen, how you doing?
Good, mate, good. Real tired this morning, hey. Really
struggling. For a Tuesday? Why?
Oh, just been, like, my brother's been here over the last couple of days, and I've been trying to be, like, really cool and stay up late, you know, and, like, I'm like... No, I don't go to bed at 8 o'clock. I'm like, I'm a normal human being.
At least nine.
But it's hurting. I'm feeling it. It's only Tuesday.
Yeah, so. Right. You've still got to, when does he leave? Friday?
Yeah, I've still got a while to battle through.
Well, good luck.
I'm going to have to try and sneak in an Arvo nap somewhere.
Yeah. Just what you say, like, oh, just go check this site out by yourself. I've seen it dozens of times, and you're just straight to sleep.
That's what I need to do.
Eye mask on.
20-minute kip somewhere.
Recovery cucumber kip. Slices on the eyes, all that sort of gear.
Oh, wow, that is real recovery, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you got to take it seriously.
Yeah, well.
Can't have you off your game.
I'll write this down. I'll get all my notes out. I'll make sure I'm recovered for tomorrow.
But you went to the axe throwing. That sounds like fun. At Manny Axe.
Yeah, we went yesterday. Really was good fun. Producer Scott came as well.
Oh, excellent.
We'll chat a bit more about it later in the show, I'm sure.
Very good.
He has some skills to work on. That's all I'll say.
Good morning, Jess. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. I've wanted to go and throw an axe at that place for ages.
I reckon you'd be good, Jess.
Oh, be so good.
You've got a lot of strength in the arms from all of your training. So you'll have speed, I reckon, on the axe, which will make it go straighter. This is all just fully made up.
I mean, it sounds pretty legit.
Yeah.
I feel like you're correct.
Yeah, I feel like I could get a job in coaching.
Maybe.
With chat like that.
Or commentary.
Axe throwing coach.
Yeah, commentary. There's big money in commentary. I'm going to get into it.
There you go.
Living and learning this morning, aren't we? Very good. Well, of course, all of that fun and games to come. Plus, let's not forget... trivia check at $875 later in the show here on UFM.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, UFM's First at 5 with Jess.
Now, Jess, more details have emerged about a violent home invasion in Armidale.
Yeah, so police were called out to Garibaldi Street at about 10 p.m. on Sunday night after four men allegedly stormed this house in a random break and enter. We're talking about it because a prominent Newcastle doctor is believed to have been the one involved, the head of cardiology at the John Hunter Hospital, Dr. James Leach. So apparently he suffered a couple of stab wounds, including one to his back when the offenders entered the home. They stole an amount of personal property, including Dr. Leach's mobile phone, his watch, and a couple of other things. He's in a stable condition at Armidale Hospital at the moment. Police have set up a couple of crime scenes and a strike force and are investigating, but these four men are still on the run.
Jeez, that's scary stuff that they're on the run still.
Yes.
Yeah, you deal with the news every day, Jess. How do you not live in fear? I'm terrified just hearing it.
You can't think about it when you go home, otherwise you'll be sitting in a corner rocking all the time. It's just...
I'm pretty close to that as it is. Well,
yeah.
Enough. Now, switching gears here, good news if you're in the coal mining industry, a lot of work on at the moment.
Awful lot of work going at the moment. So the latest data from Coal Services has shown there's 24,500 direct jobs across the state in the coal mining industry here in the Hunter Valley, which is the state's largest coal mining region. Jobs are at some of the highest levels that they've been at for almost a decade. There's 14,589 jobs as of April this year. They're at their highest level that they've been in more than a decade in places like Gunnedah as well. Goes to show that the mining industry is not going anywhere anytime soon.
There's still a lot. I guess, are all the jobs taken up, though? Is there any available left?
Well, yes, I see ads all the time.
Oh, okay, there we go.
So what if you want to switch gears, Crevo, there's opportunities.
Well, if you're seeing the ads, are you out looking, are you?
I mean, the pay's pretty good.
Fair enough.
That's all the convincing I need.
They dangle that carrot, don't they? It's always there.
Oh, it's such a good carrot to dangle.
Oh, well. Yeah, sometimes if you
see ya.
If you don't see Jess tomorrow, that's where she's gone.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
Happy Tuesday, Stephen. How you doing?
Very well. I'm doing very well. I'm a bit confused, though. I'm doing a bit of a Google at the moment.
Yeah.
Because I've been seeing over the last couple of days, I've never seen them before. These, like, portable rooms for hire. Have you seen them?
Is it just like a one of those little mini houses on wheels?
Kind
of,
yeah. It's like a demountable room almost on wheels. There's one that's like sitting on Industrial Drive near the BP there as like advertisement, I guess. It's got like a number on the side and like, you know, room for rent, room for rent or whatever, room for hire, call this number. Is this like the future of caravanning? I've got...
I don't think they're designed to be towed often. I think you're designed to be towed just to the location and then stay for ages.
And then, for like a long-term stay, you reckon,
yeah,
a couple
and
months.
And the
then...
wheels are basically on there, so you don't have to get council permission to build a house because it's technically a caravan or something. It's along those sort of lines.
You reckon?
Yeah, that's my theory on the whole situation.
I don't know. Like, I wonder if we'll start seeing these pop up more and more frequently because I've never seen them before.
Well,
never.
Housing crisis, they say. It's tough to get a room. Maybe you could rent one of those.
Yeah, well, that's it. I'll be looking for a place soon, so...
This could work. How much are they?
Oh, what are they, from $20 a day or something like that,
I think. That's not too bad.
I can just park it right in the car park here at the bunker.
Yeah, well,
roll probably... out of bed straight into work.
Well, it's convenient. A lot of mozzies, though. I will say that.
Yeah,
you're going to live
true.
Here. New FM.
And Crevo, my man, I've got one of the most American stories to bring to you right now.
I'm strapped in. I'm ready to go.
The land of free. It gives us some absolute doozies. This poor girl, Amber, right? She's been held up at gunpoint at the front of her own house, essentially.
Oh. Awful.
By this, you know, this big hunky man, you know, he's coming, give me all your stuff with his gun out, you know, like almost like you see in the movies.
Right, proper hooligan.
Yeah, really. But it kind of takes a detour from there because after he's grabbed her cash and her possessions, he's gone, add me on Facebook. She's gone, hold on, this is a bit odd.
Yeah. You know, also going to be easy for the police later.
He's grabbed out his phone and he's gone, go on, add me on Facebook, add me on Facebook, you know. And while she's putting in her name into the Facebook, he's like, have you got a boyfriend, love? You know, what's going on with you? She's like, obviously she's very shaken by this, you know.
Whole situation.
There's a gun pointed at her head, so, you know.
She adds him.
You know, you do whatever you have to avoid
stay
getting
alive,
shot, basically. Yeah. So... You know, added him, no dramas. And she's like, no, I don't have a boyfriend. He's like, all right. Anyway, he dashes off, runs away with all her possessions, got all the cash from her car and all that sort of stuff. Anyway, you know, so she's sitting shaking that night and ping, a message goes on her phone. Come from this guy who's held her up at gunpoint. You know, he's asking, you know, what's up? You know, you up? What you up to? All that kind of gear. Genuinely. And then they proceed to, like, message each other for a little bit. And, like, the messages go... Like, one such message reads like this, right? Look, you know, I'm going to pay you back. It's messed up way to meet someone, but you was too pretty to rob.
Oh, so he's like... So, the main issue, he would have robbed her if she wasn't pretty by his standards.
Yeah, well, that's it. But he's going to... But, like, what's his game plan here? He's going to take her out to a nice dinner with her money? Like, what's... Obviously, he's broke as.
Why he's robbing people.
He is right. You can't choose where you meet someone. But also, first impressions are so important. He had one chance. I think he's maybe blown it.
Also, if you're going on a date, she's going to invite the cops. You're going to get arrested. That's what's going to happen.
The land of the free is just the gift that keeps on giving, isn't it?
It certainly is. New FM.
New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
All right, this is where we give you three things and you just have to figure out what is the theme between those three things. You do that faster than another person and you can win prizes, basically.
And we make it real easy early morning. We
That's
know you're right. Getting up, you know, maybe the brain's still taking a little while to tick over because... It's certainly happening for you and I.
That's right.
So we feel like other people would be in the same boat. So we make it real easy. I'll give you an example.
Okay. Please. All right. Ready? I'm ready.
So if I were to say to you, cookies and cream, bubblegum, rum and raisin.
Crevo.
What do you reckon that is, Crevo?
Ice cream flavours.
Ice cream flavours is correct. It's all that kind of gear. So simple. If you can do that, like Crevo said, quicker than your opponent, you win yourself some great prizes, which today, you win three of a kind. You automatically get yourself Maniac's... Axe throwing gift voucher. Now, Scott and I went last night to axe throwing, actually.
Yeah.
Really fun. It is just something different. Like, a lot of people, myself included, I went there, I'd never done it before. A lot of people would be the same. New experience, yeah. Something fun. Great drinks there as well, obviously. They're the home of Newcastle's axe throwing. Also craft beer, Viking cocktails, and good times as well.
So straight away, you're winning that voucher.
You're winning that voucher, plus...
What else do you win?
You go in the draw for a family pass to the Hunter Valley Gardens, Snowtime in the Guns, our test drive. This Saturday, the 1st of July, 10 to 12. So,
amazing.
If you want to get involved with, you know, or get your hands, your mitts on either of those prizes, both those prizes, give us a call, 4967405. We need two Nova Cashians to go head-to-head in three of a kind.
That's right. So get involved now. Give us a call, 4967-4105, to play three of a kind up next. New FM.
One, two, three.
New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
All right, very easy competition. All you have to do is figure out what is the theme between the three things that we give you. First of two, best of three. Them's the rules. Let's meet our contestants for this morning.
All right, let's first go to Annabelle in Katara. Morning, Annabelle.
Good morning.
How are you feeling this morning? Chipper, ready to win?
Yeah, definitely. I've just come off an overnight shift.
Oh wow. Buzzing.
That is a bit of an advantage for you, though, because you've been up and going, you know. The brain's at full capacity. The rest of us, we're slowly getting back up to speed, you know?
Yeah.
Annabelle knows it. What work were you doing overnight?
Vet nurse.
Oh, okay. Did you help any animals last night?
Yeah, a few, actually.
Yeah, good stuff, good stuff.
Good just to hear.
Saving lives, I love it. Good stuff. Mm-hmm. Also, we've got Dave over in Dowie. How you doing?
No, we got Mitch in
Karawa. Sorry, Mitch. Hey, Mitch.
Have we got Mitch?
Nah, doesn't seem like we do. All right, let's actually try and get Dave. Dave's gone as well. Oh, my God. All right.
This is trouble now.
It sure is. Who's dropped out there? Let's drop them. All right. Now, do we have Sam in Gosford?
Good morning.
Yeah, we do.
There we go.
All right. We're on
third
the move
time's
here.
Charm. Oh, my God.
Jeez. How's your morning going, Sam?
Yeah, pretty good. Just on the drive to work.
Nice one. All right.
Fingers crossed we can get you some axe-throwing vouchers and mm-hmm. maybe off to the gardens as well. Best of luck this morning.
Let's test buzzers. Name's your buzzer. Yeah, Annabelle first.
Annabelle.
Yeah, Sam.
Damn.
Good. All right. Wicked. That technology seems to be working. That's good.
Let's crack in.
None of the rest of it's working. No. All right. First one for you guys this morning. Best luck, both our contestants. We have Fuji, Gala, Granny Smith.
Apple. Sam.
Yep. Yeah, go on, Sam.
Apple.
Yeah, that is correct. Oh, my God. We got there in the end. One on the board.
All right. One on the board to Sam. Next one is Cats, Wicked, Grease.
Annabelle.
Musicals.
They
are musicals, correct.
We're up for a tiebreaker here. Everything to play for. No pressure, but all the pressure.
All right, last one to both our contestants. Again, best of luck. You have Rose, Daffodil, Daisy.
Annabelle.
Flowers.
Flowers is correct. Annabelle, the overnight nurse, has done it. Vet nurse has done it. Yes. How good is that? You've got yourself the axe throwing voucher. You're in the draw for the Snowtime test drive. Happy days. Now, Sam, can we get you back tomorrow for another crack as our runner-up?
Definitely.
Oh, fantastic.
There's a story that's come out of the US, because the USDA has approved the sale of, like, I guess, lab-grown chicken in the States.
So this is where they take, like, stem cells of the chicken.
Yeah, they cultivate cells. They cultivate cells and grow it into, like, basically they grow it into, like, a full chicken breast.
Yeah.
Or, like, a full, I don't know, like, yeah, so they can grow the meat.
The meat part. They can't do the bones, I don't think. No.
But you can, yeah, so they're growing, like, chicken breasts, I suppose, at the moment. And they take, like you said, a couple cells, and then they, like, cultivate it, and I don't know, they do the science thing. I assume there's all this, you know, they put drops on it, and I don't know, I've seen the movies a few times. And out of that, you know, you let it wait for a couple of weeks, and then, bang, you get yourself a chicken breast.
This is kind of amazing, because if they can figure this out and make it sort of cheaper and easier than growing chickens,
yeah,
it sure, it might not taste exactly the same, but you've got the potential to feed a lot of people for less money.
Well, that's it as well. Yeah, there's a lot of benefits, I think.
Mm.
But yeah, so this is starting off in restaurants in the US.
And wow.
They're going to fast track it through to supermarkets eventually as well. And I mean, obviously the benefits are, like you said, it could be like a quicker, more efficient way to feed a lot of people. Also, you're probably going to need a lot less land. Like,
of course,
farms take up a lot of, like, real estate at the moment.
So prime land, too,
so
often.
You can reclaim that land.
Yeah.
The other thing as well, just from, like, an ethical standpoint is, like, I've spoken about it before on the show, but my mum and my brother are both vegetarian.
Yeah.
And they do so for ethical reasons. Like, they think...
Yeah, it's inhumane.
Yeah, inhumane to kill animals to gain food.
Mm.
But if this is, like, an alternative, I was speaking to my brother about it last night. He's like, I'd definitely try it. If it tastes
good, he'd be happy with it.
Well, that's it. Taste is obviously a big factor in it. But yeah, he was like, imagine I could have chicken nuggets again without hurting a chicken. You know, like, you miss those kind of things.
Mm.
I think.
Yeah, he's not against the food itself. He's just against the ethical reasons behind it.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Mm. Well, I'd try it.
Absolutely.
I think I'd definitely try it. I don't know.
Yeah, if it tasted good, I would definitely eat it. Because
I feel the same. I know there's people out there who are a bit hesitant, you know, and rightfully so. Change is sometimes scary. But I think, like, the pros far outweigh any of the cons in this scenario.
Absolutely.
Maybe I won't be the first. Maybe I'll let a couple other people try it.
See how they go.
See how they go first.
See if your brother gets sick off it.
Well, that's it. Lucky for us, we've got the States as a guinea pig. You know, the US.
Let them do it. They love rushing things through.
That's it. They can flesh out all the issues with it. And then, bang, we get to just enjoy it here.
Exactly.
It's great.
Yeah, very cool bit of news. Let's check your traffic now. New FM.
Enjoy a fun-filled day of frosty activities at Hunter Valley Gardens, Snow Time in the Garden. June 24 to July 23. Get your tickets now at huntervalleygardens.com.au or test drive Snow Time in the Garden with Anovos. 105.3 New FM.
Yeah, and the winning doesn't stop there, because today also, just after 7 o'clock, we've got $875 up for grabs of trivia check.
Yeah, how good's that?
Just one trivia question separates you and $875.
Like you said, that's happening after 7, Crevo. Up next, though, I've learnt something about you, and we're going to put your hygiene under the microscope.
Oh, okay.
I feel like we need to have a bit of,
an intervention situation?
I feel like it needs to be. It's disgusting, and we'll talk about it next.
Waking up with the Novo, Stephen and Crevo here at UFM.
And Crevo, my home slice, we've been getting closer and closer over the last couple of weeks, I suppose. We've been doing this show together. And as we have been getting closer, I've been learning more about you. But sometimes ignorance is bliss. That's all I'll say.
What are you saying?
Because I've learned something about you over the past 24 hours.
Yeah.
I can't look at you the same.
What are you talking about?
We're putting your hygiene under the microscope, because this is gross, Crevo. It's absolutely gross. You revealed, yesterday we're talking about, you know, my brother's here, we're talking about holidays and all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
And you said to me that when you go for a swim, you don't wear undies under your swimmers.
You mean with the...
If you wear, like, board shorts.
Board shorts, yeah.
You don't wear undies under that.
No. What do you think the little net's for?
No, ridiculous. You got to wear undies under your board shorts.
What do you think the net is for? Catching fish?
Well, no, it's not for catching fish. Maybe a bit of extra support. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what it's for. You don't need to wear undies under boardies. That is absurd.
So you're telling me if you go to, like, a public pool, you're just, like, freeballing there. You're just like, you know...
Well, firstly, I don't go to a public pool ever.
Yeah, okay.
I cannot, like...
Humour me then. Hypothetical.
Okay.
You go into a public pool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, Crevo, after the show, we're going. We're going to go for a swim, you know, 20...
This will never happen, by the way.
Yeah,
okay.
It's been a tough day. Let's go for a swim. We head to the public pool.
Right.
You got your boardies. You're just freeballing under that.
Yeah, it's got the net there. That's what it's for.
That is so gross. It's ridiculous.
No, it isn't. I'll tell you what's gross, right? You go in for a swim, and then you come out, and your undies are wet. What are you then wearing under your pants?
What do you mean? You just dry yourself off.
Say you want to get changed back to civilian clothes.
Yeah, well, you bring a change of undies.
You bring your second set of undies to the beach.
Yeah.
Really, though?
Well, most of the time, you don't change out of your boardies anyway before you get home.
I always do.
Do you?
Yeah, back into undies and shorts.
I don't know.
Nice and crispy and dry. Otherwise, you're getting sackrot down there.
I just think this is so gross. I don't know. It doesn't sit well with me. I'm trying to look you in the eye right now to talk about this, but I have to keep diverting my eyes.
I'm looking at you in the eyes with all confidence because that's what the net is there for. And regular pants, right? Normal pair of jeans. Do they have a net?
No.
No net. Why is that? Because you got undies to do the nets job. That's what that's for.
This is what... I need help settling this, because Crevo, he's a good manipulator. He's a good debater. I reckon he would have been good at the old high school debate team. He knows
that
how
was
to,
all right.
He knows how to spin the story so it goes his way. But I know, even though me words can't get it out, I'm in the right in this argument. I know that it's gross. So give us a hand. Call us on 4967405. Is it gross to go free ball under your boardies?
Ah, that's what it's like. The ocean water gets in and around and, like, cleans everything. That's actually less gross. 4967-4105, or get on my side. That if you got the boardies with the little net, then you're sweet. You don't need undies under that as well. Of course, best callers on air today in the draw for our family pass to Hunter Valley Gardens, Snowtime in the Gardens, our Novo's test drive this Saturday. You get to try everything out. You'll be, you know, telling all your friends about it, and all you have to do is pick a side.
Yeah, well, that's it. That'll be a lot of fun. So 4967-405, undies under your swimmers, yes or no, let us know. And let's give Crevo a bit of an intervention, I reckon.
All right, we'll get your calls on the NX. 4967-4105, New FM.
Crevo, we're putting, like I said before, your hygiene under the microscope because I've learned something about you over the last couple of days. I just can't look at you the same.
On what planet is this a hygiene issue?
This is a hygiene issue. Because Crevo said, for those that are just joining us, welcome, good morning. Crevo has informed me that when he goes swimming, he doesn't wear underpants underneath his swimmers, underneath his board shorts. He's out there just freeballing.
Why is that more dirty in the ocean than wearing your smelly old underpants in there and letting all that sweat soak into all the water?
Well, it's just a barrier, isn't it? You know, like I guess it's the equivalent of wearing like a face mask, but for your private regions.
Oh, that's ridiculous. This is not a hygiene issue. This is whether you're comfortable or not freeballing inside a pair of your, like, swim shorts that have the little net that is designed to keep your crown jewels in place.
I'm not comfortable being in the same room as you at the moment, if I'm completely frank. I think this is gross, I think it's disgusting, and I think we need to hold a bit of an intervention for Crevo.
Once again, Prudish Stephen comes out of the woodwork.
This is not a character trait of mine.
Seems like it is.
No, this is ridiculous. Well, let's see if I'm on an island by myself here, or if you do need to, in fact, change your ways. We've opened lines 4967-4105. We'll head to East Maitland first. Simon's on the line. Morning, Simon.
Morning. How are you guys going?
Mate, very well. How's yourself?
Yeah, not bad. Thanks.
That's the way. Now tell us, do you wear undies under your boardies when you're swimming?
Well, yeah, now I do, but I never used to. I used to have the nets as well.
Yeah.
But I can't see the problem with it because if there's a problem with, like, guys just having nets and no undies, how about compare that to the females with bikinis on? They're showing off more skin and all that than anything.
Yeah, so, there you go.
I don't think it's no good at showing off skin.
Common sense right there. Simon's like, when you got the nets, you're sweet.
Okay, you take whatever you want from that. I'm thinking you need all the pity points you can get. Let's go to Port Stevens next. We got Matt on the line. Morning, Matt.
Good morning, guys. I kind of forgot what we were talking about.
So it's whether you need to wear undies under your boardies when you're swimming.
Oh, yeah, no, I've got a good one for this. Crevo, you're weird, man. Like, you've got to have something keeping that package more tight. The netting does no holding.
What are you talking about?
The netting, it doesn't keep your package in place. That's what your undies are for. Come on, man.
Yeah, there's no structural integrity to it, is there?
There isn't. There is actually a reason behind it, though.
Yeah, go on.
Apparently, it actually keeps the boardies off your skin to keep your skin dry to prevent rashes.
Oh, stop chafing.
There you go.
But, undies for sure.
There you go. You can't claim this show isn't both entertaining and educational, mate. We've all learned something this morning.
Now, we're at one apiece here, because Matt was on your side saying, oh, no free balling ever.
Yeah.
Another prude.
Rightfully so.
All right, let's get a tiebreaker and sort this out once and for all. Producer Scott.
Yes, gents.
All right, so do you wear undies under your boardies, or are you, you know, free and living free?
Oh, I'm 100% Team Stephen.
Yes.
Oh, come on.
Grevo, you're whacked.
Yeah, very odd.
That's a win for you. Unreasonable.
I'll take it very happily. I think, are you going to change your ways, Grevo?
Absolutely not.
Just going to ignore the advice, the calls of people in Newcastle.
If you see me at the beach in my boardies, you know what's going on.
Wide berth.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
All right, if you haven't heard how this works, it's very easy. We just ask you one trivia question. If you get that right, you can win this morning $875. How good's that?
Mate, unreal. It just keeps growing and growing and growing. 875. It's time to give it away, but that's what I think.
Well.
I've drawn a line in the sand. That's it. It's time to give it away.
Unfortunately, we don't have that kind of control because...
I wish I did.
You got to marry the question with the person. You know, it's about opportunity meeting somebody ready for opportunity.
It's more science than art, really.
Exactly.
You know, there's an exact science to this. And if you think, you know, you've got that general knowledge, if people around you in your life, they tell you, you know, oh, God, your head's full of useless information, this is the game for you. 4967-4105. And like Crevo said, you could be one question away from $875 cash moolah in your back pocket.
We're playing Trivia Check next here at New FM.
Now, Crevo, up next, very excited, Piper Butcher is joining us. For those who might remember, she was our celebrity toasty taste tester.
That's
right. Not long ago. She's back doing a day job, singing or something like that. I don't know. Less important stuff, I'm sure. No. We've got her on. She's got a show coming up locally, and we want to hear all things about her new single and, of course, that show.
That we do. Now, though...
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
All $875 up for grabs. All you got to do is answer one trivia question correctly. If you get that right, the money is yours.
And you say the money, $875, that's nothing to scoff at.
No.
Bit of cash in your back pocket. Actually, if you had it in cash, you wouldn't be able to fit it in your wallet.
No, I don't think so. Modern wallets these days are very slim.
Yeah, well, $875, not slim. So what we'll do is we'll meet one Nova Cash Tree and give them the chance to, like you said, answer that question right. If they do, we get to marry them up with the cash moolah. Let's go to East Maitland this morning for our contestant. We've got Frankie on the line. Morning, Frankie.
Morning. How are you, boys?
Very well. How's yourself, mate?
Good. On the way to work, so,
nice one. What do you do for work, Frankie?
I'm an RN.
Oh, right. Registered nurse? Yeah. I think I've got that right.
Oh, okay.
Doing the good work. We appreciate that. Newcastle thanks you.
Well, if you win $875, are you, like, doing a U-turn, chucking a ciggy?
Probably not.
Nah, he's a responsible guy.
I can't quite do that.
Yeah, good man.
It's a bit naughty. You're not supposed to do that. Anyway,
all right.
We got 5 seconds on the clock for your question. It'll be a timer. Don't let that bother you, okay?
All right.
You ready for it?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, best of luck, Frankie. Your question is, what colour are the golden arches at the McDonald's restaurant in Sedona, Arizona?
Is it white?
No, unfortunately not. What is the colour, Stephen?
Turquoise. There you go, fun fact for
you. Turquoise, yeah.
No, I wouldn't have known that. Apparently that was the, like, condition that they were allowed to open at McDonald's in the town. It was not allowed to be yellow.
There we go.
Went with turquoise.
Live and learn. It's all part of the journey. That means tomorrow, though, $900.
Wow. I'm sick of it climbing. I actually am.
I'm not. I don't mind it. Anyway, that's how it goes. $900 up for grabs tomorrow, same time, same place.
Right, fam. And Crevo, if we fire up the time machine, not long ago we did a tour to Toasty.
That's right. We tried to crown
Newcastle's best Toasty right across the region. And joining us was our celebrity Toasty taste tester.
Yep.
Say that 10 times quick. Piper, of course. Now, Piper's taken a bit of a break from, I guess, indulging in the toasties, back to doing a day job. I don't know, like singing and stuff. I don't know. See, to me, it seems less important. I'm kidding, of course. But Piper is joining us to promote. She's got a show coming up locally at Lazotte's 6th of July. Piper, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me, guys. Yeah, yeah, taking a break from the toasties, it's been hard to take away from that.
Now, if you if you're thinking, Piper, I know that name, you, of course you would. She, of course, is on Oz Idol and, of course, is a singer, you know, doing shows locally, etc. And this one at Lazotte's, what can we expect from that?
So, Lazotte's is really important to me. I've been on tour for about 6 weeks now, here, there and everywhere, and this is my first full band show that's showcasing a bit of a new sound. Yeah, my first band show since Australian Idol earlier in the year, so I'm really excited.
Yeah, well, we're excited as well, because I've heard, a little birdie's told me down the grapevine, Piper, that perhaps you could be debuting a new track at this Lazotte show.
That little birdie is correct. I'm going to be debuting a song called Lover's Lane. And I'm getting into the studio to record that in the next couple of days. And I'm really excited to debut that live and show everybody this new sound that I've been working on.
And that's it. You're teasing this new sound. Is that, can you kind of like articulate that for us? What can we kind of expect compared to the Piper we know and love? What's changing?
I think it's evolving. And I think Australian Idol really helped that. You know, I got an Australian Idol and I sang Madonna and I was like, oh my God, I would never sing Madonna before that. Like,
yep.
What the hell? But I think this new sound is, you know, alluding to that more modern sound. You know, in the past I've had a little bit of that country and blues and sound, and I'm really going to hone in on more rock and indie and that fresh, upbeat sound. I want to get a little bit fun with this next release.
Awesome stuff. Now, of course, Lazotte's, it's always a great night out. You know, there's a feed involved usually, and, you know, it's such a good venue. Where can we grab tickets quickly?
You can grab tickets online at Lazotte's, but I have a little special something for you guys.
Oh, what have you got for us?
I'd love to give away a double pass here on UFM. I would really, really love some listeners to call up and hopefully get that pass and come and see the show themselves for free.
There you go.
Well, if you want to see Piper, like we said, she's playing a show, Lazotte's, 6th of July, debuting a new song as well. You don't want to miss that. Give us a call now. She's been generous enough to donate some tickets. So 4967405. You want to see Piper in the flesh. I'm sure she'll be there signing autographs, taking photos, all that good stuff. The celebrity you are, hey?
Thanks for coming on the show, Piper.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
Oh, how good's that? Yeah, make sure you get on, buy your own tickets, or win them now. 4967, 4105, simple as that.
Good. See Piper, like we said, Lazotte, 6th of July.
UFM. The Novos. And this is UFM at breakfast. At breakfast.
The Novos. So, Stephen, yesterday I'm out walking the dog, my Whippet Molly.
Yep.
And I'm at the park that has, it's usually like a soccer field or cricket, depending
yeah, sure.
on the season.
Yep.
And somebody has set up at the side two big sun loungers, like you'd see on the deck of like a pool on a cruise ship or something.
Yeah, right. Have you been on a cruise ship?
No, I haven't, but I've seen them like on pictures and stuff.
Yeah.
And they've set them up. Now, my question is, are they lounging on those to watch the soccer, or are they getting out there doing some tanning?
I don't know.
They've been there a couple of days now. They're big, chunky ones, like proper heavy-duty ones that you'd have by, yeah, some sort of pool at a resort or something.
I don't know. Maybe they are a permanent fixture for the sporting ground. I don't know.
You think it's weird. It's weird. They're out of place.
You think if you were tanning, you're close enough to the beach where it's like, what?
Exactly.
What, 15-minute drive from your house to the beach?
Maximum.
Yeah.
On a busy day.
Yeah.
So why have they put them there? This is the question. There is no stadium seating for this ground. So perhaps it is just like they want to watch the soccer but do it in relaxation and style.
Maybe they just want to walk down to the park and enjoy, you know, like a book or something. I don't know. I think that's fair enough.
Are they up for use for the public then?
I don't know.
Like, and if you're using it and the owner comes along, what do you do then?
You should put a towel over it. You
well,
should, like, try and reserve
solution.
It.
See how that goes. All right, UFM.
Now, Grevo, my compadre, if I sound like I'm in a bit of a chipper mood, it's because I am, right? My brother's in town. He's visiting from Perth. And we've been, you know, tearing up the town for the last couple of days.
Jones Brothers on the loose.
That's it. Jones Brothers on tour. That's what it is.
Yeah.
But obviously, like, he's come here for a fair bit of time. He's also going to Brisbane during his stay. So
nice.
He's come for, like, a bit of a tournament. He's got a lot of stuff with him. He's packed a fair bit of gear, right? Now, a lot of this is necessary for, you know, the tournament he's going to in Brisbane, and he's here for over a week. So he needs a fair bit of space.
Yeah.
Some of it is overkill, right? And it got me thinking, we've all either know or are an overpacker. The story that comes straight to my mind is when I went to Sydney to watch the Champions League final.
Oh, at the casino.
At the casino only a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Went for one night in Sydney. So obviously I just brought like a backpack, you know, with literally just
one
like,
night.
One night. All you need is like a toothbrush, some pajamas. That's it, you know. You don't need a whole lot of items or clothes, anything really. So one backpack's all I took. But the guy I went with took a full suitcase for one night in Sydney. Full suitcase. I'm talking four pairs of shoes, you know. Four pairs of probably four pairs of undies, you know, in case he soils himself three times in a night. I don't know.
That's a lot.
Yeah, like a real overpacker. And it's like, almost acts like Sydney is some third world country where you're not going to be able to buy anything you forget.
Foreign destination.
Well, that's it, yeah. If you forget anything, I'm sure like Coles Metro is just down the road.
Yeah,
you know?
always. Famously in big cities, you can buy stuff.
That's it.
That's what they're known for. Look, Stephen, I've got a bit of an admission here. Overall, I am a bit of an overpacker.
Are you really?
Yeah.
That surprises me.
Usually when I go on holiday with my wife, Emmy, I usually have the bigger suitcase.
Really?
Yeah, with a bit more stuff in it. I'm just one of those people that first of all, clothing-wise, I like to have options. Sue me.
Okay.
I don't want to decide what shirt I'm wearing today. I want to decide tomorrow. I want to have a few options there.
All right.
Secondly.
You wear the same thing to work every day, but that's all right.
That's separate.
Okay.
That's my uniform here, right? Secondly. Sometimes you don't know what the weather's going to do. You can look online, right? You can look online and it says, oh, tomorrow's going to be 10 degrees. You get there, it's bright and sunny and hot. And thankfully, I'll have some shorts there ready to go.
You come across as such a like laissez-faire, easygoing guy. This has genuinely shocked me. You've got some like deep-seated trust issues with the weatherman somewhere.
No, it's not about that. I just like to have options and I don't want to decide on stuff now. So what? And this is the thing, right? People always say, oh, you've taken such a big bag. Who cares? What? I'm not carrying it the whole way. That's what a car or an aeroplane does. That's why they've got big engines. I don't get why it's such a big deal to take a bit of extra stuff.
It's just an inconvenience, that's what I think. And, like, it gives you less room to buy stuff and bring it back. The idea of a holiday is you go with not a lot and you come back with a suitcase full of goodies.
All right. Well, I guess there's two types of people in this world, underpackers and overpackers.
No. There's, you know, ample packers and then overpackers. That's what it is.
All right. Back me up here. 4967 4105. Are you an overpacker or do you want to dob one in?
Yeah, even better. Dob one in and tell us, like, the ludicrous thing that they're bringing with them. The stuff that's so unnecessary. Like I said, my mate, one night in Sydney, four pairs of shoes.
Yeah, it seems fine.
You don't need four pairs of shoes.
You don't know what style you want to go with. I get it. Of course, the best callers on air today winning a family pass to Hunter Valley Gardens, Snow Time in the Gardens, our Novo's test drive on this Saturday. It's going to be awesome. If you know an overpacker in your life, 4967 4105, or you want to dob yourself in, that's
maybe
all right.
You are one.
We'll take your calls and get them on the air next on UFM.
And we're at loggerheads, I suppose, Crevo, because we're talking about overpacking. And I came to you to, I guess, share my frustration with overpackers after a friend of mine brought a suitcase for a one-night trip to Sydney. Like, four pairs of shoes, ridiculous. I thought, you know, this is crazy overpacking. But you're an overpacker yourself.
Well, I just think it's good to have options. And if you're not carrying it, like you're not backpacking through the jungles of New Guinea, then who cares? Like, you've got a car or a plane to take it. That's fine. Like, a bit of extra stuff just means you've got options.
It's ludicrous. But what this brought about was us asking people on 4967 4105 to either, I guess, dob in an overpacker that you know, throw someone under the bus, or perhaps you are a bit of a closet overpacker yourself, and this is your chance to come out and share that to the world. So let's go Frankston first. We've got Tracy on the line. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning.
Now tell us, who's the overpacker in your life?
I am.
No.
Yes.
Guilty as charged.
How much would you take on, say, a weekend away?
Well, I've only just got back from Sydney.
Yep.
And I took five pairs of shoes.
No, you didn't.
Yes.
Yes, I did, because you've got your white joggers for your jeans, and you've got your black joggers that you go walking in, and then you've got your brown joggers or something handy, then you've got your UGG boots in case you get cold, and you got a pair
you
of
didn't
boots
take UGG boots to Sydney, Tracy.
Yes, I do. When I'm visiting my daughter, I do.
Yeah, oh you know God. What, Tracy? I support you. I think that is absolutely fine.
You need to keep some shoes at your daughter's place, I reckon. That's ridiculous. Five? I don't even own five pairs of shoes. That's ludicrous. Oh, my God. All right, let's go next to Raymond Terrace. Debbie's on the line. Hey, Debbie.
Hi, how are you?
Very well. How's yourself?
Good, good, good.
Now, tell us, Debbie, who's the overpacker in your life?
Me.
No, another
yes.
one.
Yes, they're everywhere.
All right, give us an example. What's the example of you overpacking to the extreme?
Well, I'm going to Melbourne for 4 days, and I'm only allowed 7 kilos, and I'm almost breaking out in a rash that I'm not going to be able to fit everything in there because it's cold in Melbourne, and you don't know if it's going to be, like, really, really cold or just a little bit cold, or if it's going to rain, maybe you need, like, more of a parka or a big jacket. And I'm there for 4 days. I have to deal with that every day, what to wear.
You're going to look like the Michelin man on the plane, I reckon, wearing all your jackets on in your 7 kilos.
Yeah, I'll have my little bag and 5 layers on at the airport.
Yeah, genius. You've got this under control.
That's the way you got to do it, I reckon. Yeah. All right.
Wrapping this up.
Let's go one more. We'll go to Maryland. We've got Jen on the line. Hey, Jen.
Good morning, Groovers. How the bloody hell are you?
Oh, we are very well. Good. How's yourself this morning, Jen?
Fantastic. The sun is shining. And, yeah, I'm going to dob in a packer, hey?
Yes, good. This is what I need to hear. Yeah. Who's the overpacker in your life?
So it's one of my very close friends. I won't mention her name because she'll listen to it.
Yep.
And I reckon she'll be, she'll know exactly who I am. We went on a 3-day trip. Actually, it was a 3-day cruise, you know, to Sydney Harbour. Doesn't leave the country. It's just out on the boat. Beautiful boat, actually. Anyway, because we all walked, there was no flights involved, she took this huge luggage. Now, I'm only 4'9". I think she's 5'1". So we're two short people.
Yeah, yep.
The suitcase was nowhere to lie, probably as tall as me.
Wow.
For a three-day trip? Even by my standards, that is a lot, Jen.
I could fit in their bloody suitcase and travel with her for nothing. But anyway, she decided to take like 15 sets of clothes, as in night stuff. Not day or swimwear, night clothes. She wanted disco. She wanted rock and roll. She wanted hillbilly. She wanted these 70s and 80s. She took like so much. About 7 pairs of shoes. I'm talking about dress shoes, not sneakers and thongs.
Just ridiculous.
Out of control.
She had 3 ice cream containers full of makeup and jewellery. Oh, my God.
Sounds like Crevo affair, you know? Oh, I need options. Ridiculous. At some point, it becomes too much, doesn't it?
The only difference is I don't carry my makeup in ice cream containers. That's a step too far even for me. UFM.
New FM's $20,000 Side Hustle.
Crevo, there's free money, and then there's free money you don't have to lift a finger for.
That's my favourite.
This is so fun. We've been doing it all week. We're doing it last week as well. If you haven't got involved yet, what on earth are you doing? Head to newfm.com.au. Make sure you register for New FM's 20K Side Hustle. Once you've done that, the game is so simple. You listen to New FM around the clock. If you hear your name, you give us a call. 4967-4105. Do that within 10 minutes. You're on the payroll.
That's right.
Win $105 instantly, and then, of course, it can grow throughout the day depending on if other people kick you off the payroll.
We've already given away so much money, which is awesome. So many Novocastrians getting in and amongst and getting some earns on.
Well, that's it. One such Novocastrian is Kelly from Lochinvar. She's currently on $315 already, our carry-on winner from yesterday. So that means this morning, playing for a cheeky $420.
$420. Good stuff.
A great start to Tuesday morning. Like we said, so she's already guaranteed herself $315. But if you want a slice of this pie, like I said, register newfm.com.au. Listen out for your name because it could come at any time. Like it's coming right now for Alison Smith in Wallsend. Alison Smith in Wallsend, your time starts now.
New FM.
Alison Smith currently on the clock, Crevo. Alison Smith from Wallsend. has to give us a call. 4967405 in the next, like, 3 minutes, I reckon.
Yep.
Otherwise,
it's just under, yep.
She's going to miss her chance to get on New FM's 20K side hustle.
The Novos. What's the goss? New FM.
What's the goss now, though, with producer Scott? I assume a big day in celebrity news. What do you got for us?
Made a huge day in celebrity news, and it's all got to do with my favourite artist in the world, the biggest artist in the world. It's Taylor Swift, of course.
Yeah, of course, of course. You're a big T-Swizz man.
Massive, massive, mate. Look, the Eras Tour, it's been announced end of last week that she's coming down under. I almost passed out at the news, and seems like the rest of Australia did.
Sorry,
as well.
Hold, pump the brakes for a second. You almost passed out?
Yep.
He wouldn't have been the only one either. Like, no. People were so excited right around the country.
So, did you get tickets?
So, pre-sale went on sale yesterday, yep. Prevo, for Amex holders. Now, I don't hold an Amex, so I was going to... I know. I was just going to wait for general admission, but yesterday was a bit of a disaster when it came to the Ticketek website. Now, Ticketek has said that their website was working perfectly. However, the punters were saying differently. The Ticketek site apparently crashed half an hour beforehand. Swifties were sitting there hitting the refresh button back and forth.
Yeah, I don't understand, right? Ticketek, this happens every concert. You would think you would upgrade the website.
Yeah, you'd think so. But look, it's people were still getting tickets. You could only buy a maximum of 4 tickets per transaction. So that was something that was implemented by Taylor Swift to kind of share the love. But because she is only coming, when she comes to Australia, she's only coming to Sydney and Melbourne. You've got people from right across the land, plus New Zealand, all fighting for these tickets for 5
crazy,
shows.
Crazy.
It's crazy. In other news about Taylor Swift, she's dropping a brand new album. Well, it's one of her revamped albums, the Taylor's version of Speak Now. It comes out on the 7th of July.
Yep.
And she's come out saying and like pleading with Swifties, her army of fans.
They having a crack at John Mayer?
That's it, to be nice to John Mayer.
I love this. I think it's going to be so funny. The memes after this comes out.
Already. Yep. They're already ready to go. You can be sure of that.
People have made them. They're ready to fire.
After they saw what happened with Jake Gyllenhaal when the Red album was released,
yeah,
and John Mayer, they're coming for you.
Exactly. Thanks for that, Scott. Of course, only a couple minutes left. It's getting close, right?
Yeah, Alison Smith from World's End, 4967-4105. You've got to give us a call real quick if you need it. Want to get a bit of slice of this pie, I suppose, for New FM's 20K side hustle.
New FM.
New FM's $20,000 side hustle.
It's so much fun giving away cash, isn't it?
Well, that's it. We're in the midst of our hiring process, I suppose, trying to find an honorary employee here at New FM to join the payroll and get their slice of New FM's 20K side hustle.
And if you haven't done it yet, make sure you register newfm.com.au because that's the only way you can get on this payroll.
That's only half the steps to getting the money, though. Yeah. Once you've registered, you've got to make sure you're listening around the clock. And when you hear your name, give us a call, 4967-4105, to make sure you get that slice of the pie. Because, unfortunately, Alison from World's End, we gave her a call, I don't know, it must have been like 15 minutes ago now or so, and she hasn't given us a call. She's missed out, which means she's let $105 go down the drain. But two sides to every coin, because that means, Kel, you're now up to $420. How good's that?
Oh, it's fantastic.
Now, have you got some plans for the money? What bills or what do you need paying at the moment?
Oh, I'm just going to pay me youngest boy's Canberra excursion off.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
And that's a proper win-win, isn't it? He gets to go off and enjoy his excursion and you get him out of your hair for a little bit as well, hey?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, he'll be off to do, I forget, a Questacon, check out Parliament House, all that sort of stuff, won't he?
Oh, yeah, he'd love it.
Yeah, of course he will.
I totally forgot. You've unlocked a memory there. But that big slide that you do at Questacon.
Yeah, unreal.
Oh, man, that's so fun. I remember you shaking the first time you do it. And then you're like, again.
Of course you do. He'll have a great time. Well, you're already on to 420. Could keep growing.
Yeah, fingers crossed it grows and grows and grows throughout the day, Kel.
Yeah, hopefully.
See, simple as that. Make sure you register if you haven't yet. newfm.com.au.
Yeah, newfm.com.au, the place to go. It can't be easier. We can't stress it any more than this.
Enjoy a fun-filled day of frosty activities at Hunter Valley Gardens, No Time in the Garden.
June 24 to July 23. Get your tickets now at huntervalleygardens.com.au or test drive Snowtime in the Garden with Anovos. 105.3 New FM.
And of course, Crevo, all week we're recruiting Nova Cash students to join us for this test drive, which is happening this weekend. So be a lot of fun. Make sure you get involved in the show, and just by doing so, you can get yourself a family pass to come try out all the attractions with us. It'll be a lot of fun.
It's going to be an awesome day out. I'm really looking forward to it.
Crevo, in other news, though, and this is breaking news.
Yeah.
I'm not really a farmer, right? I don't really know my fresh produce that well, but we must be in grape season, right? Because they're all over the shops at the moment, and they're in, like, the big displays in the middle of, like, the fruit and veg at Coles Junction.
They're trying to flog them off.
So, yeah, there must be heaps of grapes knocking about. But at the moment, these grapes, I don't know if you're a grape man, if you've bought many. They're massive. They're huge. They must be pumping them with steroids or something like that.
It's funny you say that, because I was at the Woolies in Mayfield.
Yeah.
And I picked up green globe grapes.
Yeah, yeah.
And honestly, some in the bottom of the bag are like plums.
They look like dates. Honestly, they're huge.
Just like, you pop one in your mouth and you're done. It's like having an apple. You don't need anything else. One and done.
Actually, unbelievable. But if you're a grape fan like myself, I guess a bit of a PSA. That's free. You can have that tip for free. Grapes, they're absolutely in season at the moment, I think. And they're tasting unreal.
They're a massive, massive grapes at the moment. Who knows why? You're waking up with the Novos, Stephen and Crevo, UFM.
And Crevo, drama in the Merriweather Share House at the moment.
Uh-oh.
Obviously, my brother's squatting with us for the week. He's on holidays from Perth.
Yeah.
And, you know, out of the goodness of my heart, I've said to him, mate, don't worry about getting an Airbnb. Don't worry about getting a motel room. You can stay in my house, right?
You're a good brother. That's nice.
That's it. Looking after him. Now, admittedly, my accommodation is he gets a mattress on the floor in my room.
Still, though, if you're on a budget.
Well, that's it. He gets a free place to stay. He gets to use my kitchen, my groceries, all that sort of stuff. So he's living it pretty good. But all I'm getting so far is where from him, right? Now, this started first night where he came. No, he's been good. I'm talking up a little bit. But first night, obviously, we're at the Cambo Farewell.
That's right.
So we had like a good time there, then went to sleep, woke up Saturday, and I was buzzing from the Cambo Farewell.
How good was that? It was a fun night.
He was complaining about his sleep, right? He was like, oh, I didn't sleep very well last night. I went, oh, probably unfamiliar place, you know, like maybe a bit of jet lag. You'll come good. He goes, no, you have rubbish pillows. He's just, I've provided him a pillow to sleep with, and he's absolutely slating it. That's what he's done. Because
what was his complaint?
He reckons it's too thin. Now, I love a really thin pillow, like really, really thin.
Okay, like how thin are we talking in centimetres?
Very thin. I don't know, like maybe like 10 centimetres, 15 centimetres tops. Really flat.
So, that's hardly a pillow. That's more like a little cushion that you'd put on an outdoor chair or something like that.
Well, that would be my preference over a big, thick pillow. Like, I bought my pillows from Perth because you can't find pillows this thin. Like, it's really...
What do you mean you can't find pillows this thin?
I'm telling you, like
what does
really,
that even mean?
If I go, like, for example, if I go on holiday, I go to a hotel room, and all they've got is, like, thick pillows, I'll sleep without a pillow. I'll just sleep head on the mattress because I like a really thin pillow.
What's wrong with you? Why do you want them so thin?
That's just my preference. This is more comfortable.
No, a thick pillow is much better because then your head sinks nicely into it.
So you're siding with my brother?
Yeah, absolutely thick pillow.
Because all he's done is whinge about it, and I've provided him a pillow to sleep with.
You should have gone and got him a nice thick pillow from the shops.
Well, how was I to know that, one, any human being would want a thick pillow, let alone him?
Thick is the superior, I'm telling you right now. The thin pillows are pillows that are either worn out or they're designed for some other purpose.
You say worn out, well-loved is the word I would use. Well-loved.
The fact that you think that pillows, you cannot buy them thin enough in all of New South Wales shows enough that you are wrong, because everyone in New South Wales doesn't like them that thin.
Well, I was genuinely shocked that this is like an argument. I thought everyone put up with thick pillows while they made them thinner, you know, like kind of over time made them thinner. Apparently it's the desired pillow by, I don't know,
everyone.
Yeah, well, crazy people. So I want to put this out. 4967 4105. Is it just my brother? Is he the crazy one?
No, and me.
Well, yeah, and yeah, but you take your word with a grain of salt always.
No.
What is the superior pillow? I guess is what we're asking. Thick or thin? Give us a call.
Nobody's calling and saying thin pillows are better.
I reckon they might be. There's passionate thin pillow lovers out there like myself. 4967405 is, of course, the number to give us a call on. And if you do so, you can win yourself a cheeky family pass. Is that right, Krivo?
Yeah, that's right. The Hunter Valley Gardens, snow time in the gardens for our Novos test drive this Saturday. So you get to try all the good stuff for free just by calling up. Do you prefer a thick pillow, correct, or a thin little nothing wafer of a pillow like Stephen likes? Ridiculous. I can't believe you're even saying that.
Krivo, I find myself on an island because my brother's been giving me a hard time this week. He's been staying squatting at my house and he's having a bit of a whinge about the quality of my pillows, I suppose, because I like to sleep with a very thin pillow. Now, I thought this represented the majority of people, but so far I've found myself on an island, because you agree with my brother.
Yeah, thick's way better. Like, a little thin pillow, the sort of thing that goes on an outdoor wicker chair, is not an appropriate sleeping pillow.
Well, anyway, I tried to gain support from the people of Newcastle. We put it on our Instagram page, @thenovos_, also on the New FM Facebook, and so far, over 85% of voters are saying thick pillow superior. So, not looking great so far.
Indeed.
I'm hoping, though, I might get a bit of reprieve, I suppose, from the phones. 4967405. Let's head first to Boolaroo. We've got Jason on the line. Morning, Jason.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. How's yourself, mate?
I'm all right.
Now, tell us, do you prefer a thick or a thin pillow?
Well, I say, if you ask somebody to draw a picture of a pillow, in all of human history, nobody will draw a thin pillow.
Yeah, thank
that's
you.
Insane.
Yeah, it is. That's exactly the perfect description.
Nah, only because thin pillows are harder to draw.
No, oh, that's talented. Not, that is not the reason. That is not the reason.
All right. Well, begrudgingly, that's one towards your side, I suppose. Let's head next to Rutherford. We've got Trish on the line. Morning, Trish.
Morning. How are you?
Very well. How's yourself?
Oh, good, thank you.
Now tell us, thick or thin pillow, Trish?
Look, I've got to go with Krivo on this thick, and I've got two pillows on my bed. I've got a boomerang one, then I've got a normal pillow.
Yeah, both of them thick, aren't they? Because
yeah,
thick's good.
Yeah, both of them are thick,
yep. Yeah, yeah, very good. That's
wow,
it.
Wow, two your way. All right. Maybe I'll get a bit of support from Greta. Tracy on the line. Morning, Trace.
Good morning, how are you?
Very well. How's yourself on this Tuesday morning?
Yeah, not too bad.
Now, are you going to give me some support? Are you a thin pillow fan or are you like these other thick sheep?
Well, I have both, but I've got to have my thin one.
Yes!
On top, so I can fold it and twist it to how I want it, yeah.
So you got a thin one on top of a thick one, so that's extra thick, yeah?
Oh, yeah, but I like my...
No, that's enough. That's, pull it down. That's one to me. That's one in.
Hardly.
All right, we'll go to Maitland to wrap this up. We've got Katie on the line. Morning, Katie.
Morning.
Now tell us, thin or thick pillow, which is superior?
Absolutely a thin pillow.
Come on, let's go. Katie, you know, a bit of common sense around here. It's tough to find, especially in the Sandgate bunker, but I'm glad I've got a friend in you.
Yeah, well, you know, you sleep on a thick pillow and your neck's like a 90-degree angle. I always wake up with a neck ache. I take my pillows when I go out to hotels and stuff. I can't do a thick pillow.
You're the same as me. Hotel pillows always too thick. It's always just so hard to sleep.
Yeah, yeah. The Pontine pillows from Spotlight,
sell
thin
ones.
Okay, there you go.
That's a free tip. The show's both entertaining and educational. If you're out there like me, struggling to find a thin pillow, bit of free advertising, I suppose. Spotlight, there you go.
I think overall, though, it was thick for the win.
Yeah, well, yeah.
If you count
the social media poll,
definitely.
Yeah, that it was thick, unfortunately. But I'm glad to see that I'm no longer out here stranded on an island.
And yet they are possible to buy in New South Wales.
I've learned something new.
Oh, well, that's us done for today. Have a great day, everyone. And, of course, we've got to award our family pass to Snowtime in the Valley, in the gardens, rather, for our Novos test drive this Saturday.
Let's give it to Jen. Jen in Maryland, you reckon?
Congratulations, Jen. You've got it. Well done.
And the winning continues right through the day as well. Scott's on After Us for your work day. Joel for your drive home. Both playing UFM's 20K side hustle. So if you haven't registered, make sure you head to newfm.com.au. Do that. Other than that, we'll catch
you
tomorrow.
Bye.